her head down in a ball cap. Yep, yep. As long as I get that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane or a train or way back in the sticks. I swear, if she's in, that's where. Yep, yep, that's where it's at. Yeah, that's where it's at. Yep, yep. 2 a.m. when she's reaching over. Baby t-shirt and off her shoulder.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Three hardline Republicans now say they will support a recall vote for House Speaker Mike Johnson. Representative Paul Gosar, the latest, enough Republicans to oust Johnson without Democrats crossing party lines in a vote. Johnson under fire for moving ahead on separate foreign aid bills for Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and U.S. border funding. A vote is expected tomorrow. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says there's no more time for delays.
For months, the American people have had their national security interests placed on hold.
The votes on foreign aid come as a widening conflict brews in the Middle East. Israel launching three missiles overnight, targeting a key radar defense system for Iran. That in response to Iran's missile and drone attack this weekend. Volatile storms are moving out of the U.S. after a week of tornado outbreaks in much of the Midwest and South. A rain, though, still on tap for the East Coast. This is ABC News. Backlash today over a sports writer's apology. It follows his exchange with new WNBA star Caitlin Clark. Critics calling out the columnist for sexist behavior.
During Clark's introductory news conference for the WNBA's Indiana Fever, Greg Doyle, a columnist for the Indy Star, made this heart gesture, which Clark frequently makes after games.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be get along just fine. So,
the exchange sparking some backlash online. Doyle apologizing, tweeting, Caitlin Clark, I'm so sorry. Today I was part of the problem, and included a link to a column featuring a longer apology where he acknowledges crossing a line. But that apology is being slammed for being self-promoting.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Saturday is 420, a high holiday for the marijuana culture, gathering at 420 p.m., celebrating the wonders of weed. In states where it's legal, pot shops offering discounts. Recreational marijuana now allowed in nearly half the states in Washington, D.C. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Clouds are thickening as we're battling a breezy west wind that's gusting up to 30 miles per hour. It's making our high temperatures in the upper 40s feel much cooler than that. Spotty sprinkles or a few flurries may fly, but no accumulation is expected. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 38.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Human remains found along Lake Michigan Thursday are believed to be those of Sadie Robinson. Ted Allen has an update.
Authorities say the 19-year-old Milwaukee woman was killed and dismembered after a first date with Maxwell Anderson, who is charged in the homicide case. The discovery of a torso and arm along the lakefront in South Milwaukee is near the spot in Cudahy where a severed arm belonging to Robinson was first found April 2nd. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office sonar detection boat was already scheduled to search for more of Robinson's body parts in Lake Michigan Friday prior to the Thursday discovery.
Five people who worked at the prison in Waupun have either been fired or quit in connection to an investigation into smuggling. The U.S. Justice Department is not saying if any charges have been filed, but investigators say the case remains open. Since the beginning of the investigation, 11 prison employees have been placed on leave. Just six remain. Five no longer work at the prison. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomburn, Black River Falls, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. An Elma woman has been sentenced in the death of a Minnesota man in May of 2022. 57-year-old Jacqueline Britt was sentenced Thursday in Buffalo County Court to 10 years in prison and ordered to pay restitution after pleading no contest to homicide while driving using a controlled substance. According to the criminal complaint, Britt was traveling northbound on Highway 25 on May 31st of 2022, crossed the center line and struck a southbound motorcycle, killing that driver. An investigation revealed Britt had been using methamphetamine at the time of the accident. A Western Wisconsin man is facing six charges of first-degree sexually assaulting a child in Trempealeau County. According to authorities, Ulysses Grandos of Arcadia assaulted the girl several times between 2015 and 2016. While the girl was between the ages of 7 and 9, he has denied the charges and returns to court on Tuesday. Police in Eau Claire are looking for a missing 16-year-old. Officers say Colin Robedek went for a bike ride Wednesday evening and has not been seen since. He was last spotted in the Mount Washington neighborhood. His pictures are now online, and police are asking anyone who may know anything about his whereabouts to contact authorities. Vice President Kamala Harris is coming back to Wisconsin. The White House yesterday said the vice president will be in La Crosse Monday. This will be her third visit to Wisconsin so far this year. The vice president will once again be focusing on abortion during her stop. Harris's visit underscores just how important Wisconsin is in this fall's race for president. She was in Madison last month and in the Milwaukee suburbs back in January. In March, Minnesota experienced robust job and labor force expansion, with that state gaining 11,000 jobs, marking a 0.4% increase. The private sector saw an increase of 8,000 jobs. The unemployment rate held steady at 2.7%. Industries such as leisure and hospitality, government, education and health services, and construction all contributed significantly to the job gains, signaling the positive trends in the labor market. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
Those interested in the future of deer hunting are encouraged to attend the Dunn and Pepin County Deer Advisory Council meeting Monday. The County Deer Advisory Council will review public input and make final recommendations for the 2024 deer hunting seasons, including recommendations on the holiday hunt, extended archery season, and antlerless deer quotas for public and private land. The recommendations are made to the Wisconsin DNR. Monday's meeting begins at 6 o'clock at the Pepin County Government Center. An application to allow Xcel Energy to store additional spent nuclear fuel at the Prairie Island Nuclear Power Plant has been completed. The application suggests that additional storage will be needed before 2033. Part of Xcel's pending plan is to extend the plant's life to 2053-2054. Over the next year, the Department of Commerce will prepare an environmental impact statement and hold public hearings and meetings to discuss the scope of the EIS. Now, the first meeting scheduled for April 24th and 25th will take place in Red Wing and online. A Wisconsin woman is looking at charges after police say she shot at her boyfriend because he didn't have taxes done. Prosecutors filed formal charges against Lily Hawkinson Wednesday. They said she fired one shot near her boyfriend's ear Monday, then fired a second shot at him as he walked away from their home in Fall Creek. Police say Hawkinson's blood alcohol level was 2.5 times the legal limit when she was arrested. The boyfriend said she was angry because he had not finished filing out his tax forms. She's now facing recklessly endangering safety, disorderly conduct, and weapons charges. The latest snapshot of Wisconsin economy shows little has changed. The State Department of Workforce Development released unemployment numbers for March. The state says Wisconsin's unemployment rate continues to hover at 3%, while the state's labor participation rate continues to sit just below 66%. Now, Wisconsin's labor participation rate is almost 3 points better than the national rate. In all, just over 3 million people are working in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's high school sports managers may allow high schoolers to get NIL money in the future. The WIAA will vote next week on whether to allow high school athletes to be paid. The NIL proposal would ban any NIL deal with ties to gambling, smoking, or drinking. It would also not allow students to wear their uniforms or school logos and ban boosters from offering NIL money as a way to recruit kids to a specific school. Some high school coaches say NIL could help kids earn a little money, while others are worried that the WIAA could be opening the door to pay to play. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks.
Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. Wisconsin leads the nation when it comes to fatal crashes involving wrong-way drivers. From 2013 to 2022, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says just over 9% of fatal crashes in Wisconsin involved wrong-way drivers. That compares to a national rate of 3.5%. A study a few years ago by AAA found that drunken driving, older drivers, and driving alone increased the risk of fatal wrong-way crashes. Nighttime driving is also a factor, with 78% of wrong-way collisions occurring between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Clouds are thickening as we're battling a breezy west wind that's gusting up to 30 miles per hour. It's making our high temperatures in the upper 40s feel much cooler than that. Spotty sprinkles or a few flurries may fly, but no accumulation is expected. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 38.
Is reviewing life insurance on your to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So I bumped this up on my list and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Knowing I have this checked off my list feels amazing, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-960-3030. That's 1-800-960-3030. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. 1-800-960-3030. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
The basketball Badgers took a beating off the court yesterday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Leading scorer A.J. Storr left Madison to join Kansas, selecting the Jayhawks over Arkansas and Illinois. Storr averaged 16.8 points and 3.9 rebounds a game for the Badgers last season. And point guard Chucky Hepburn followed suit by telling Greg Gard and his coaching staff that he is leaving too. Gard said Thursday that minutes after discussing the situation with Hepburn, he was in contact with another point guard already in the portal. Carrick and Swagra was introduced as Marquette's seventh head women's coach in program history, replacing Megan Duffy, who left for Virginia Tech.
It feels like a homecoming. Marquette is really, really special to us. The community is special to us. You know, we have a lot of friends, family, and this is a place we always wanted to be. So to have the opportunity to come back and represent this community and this university, it means a lot to me and my family.
The former Marquette assistant comes to Milwaukee after 13 seasons as head coach at Charlotte. With the NFL draft now just 6 days away, the Packers added some depth at tackle, signing former first-round pick Andre Dillard yesterday. Dillard, a first-round pick of the Eagles in 2019. He started 10 games last season for Tennessee, but was released after leading the NFL with 12 sacks allowed. Brewers back at it tonight after an off day yesterday. They're in St. Louis to face the rival Cardinals. Final two spots in the NBA playoffs will be locked up tonight. Miami will host the Bulls in a battle for the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference. The Heat will be without Jimmy Butler, who suffered a right MCL injury in Wednesday's play-in game loss to the 76ers. The other play-in game, New Orleans, hosting Sacramento for the eighth spot in the West. The Bucks are off until Sunday night when they host Indiana, game one of the best of seven. The Athletic is reporting that Giannis Antetokounmpo could miss 2 to 4 weeks with his calf injury. The Bucks were just 1-4 against the Pacers during the regular season. Things don't bode well if they have to play without Giannis. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/credit card.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker-looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's new, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens.
Cup teams head to Talladega. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NASCAR history.
Denny wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
Told by the people who made that history.
President Reagan was there. He got us on the front page, and we got him in the sports page. It was a good trade-off from that standpoint.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast The Road to Royalty. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career, 50 Years of MRN, the 1993 season, Junior's Journey, and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
NASCAR is set for a busy weekend of racing at the longest speedway on the circuit, the 2.66 mile Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama. Sunday's Geico 500 is the 10th race of the season, and there are several big names still looking for their first win of the year, including former champions Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, and Joey Logano. All of them have won at Talladega in the past, including both races there a year ago. Busch won this race last April, while Blaney won there last fall. Our live coverage of the Geico 500 is set for Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And congratulations to former Talladega winner Bubba Wallace and his wife Amanda as they announce that they are expecting their first child in October. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
With so many garden seeds on the market, it's hard to choose. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. For the best results, look for the All-America Selections label as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Fun to try out new kinds of plants in the garden each year. Some I have good luck with, others not so much. My odds of success might go up if I choose seeds with an All-America Selections, or AAS, designation on the packet label. Diane Blazek is the executive director of AAS and says consider the designation a stamp of approval.
Our tagline is tested nationally and proven locally. It has been tested and trialed by professional horticulturists, so they know what they're looking for. Unlike maybe other new varieties, and I'm not saying all are like this, but you never know if something has really been tested and did it perform. Most companies will do their own trials, but this means that it's been tested in at least 30 places throughout North America.
AAS conducts trials for vegetables and flowers. Blazek says only new varieties grown from seed are tested.
Each year, plant breeders submit new varieties for testing. The judges grow and analyze each entry on criteria such as disease and pest tolerance, novelty in form or flavor, yield, and overall garden performance.
Does it survive? Does it thrive? Is it different? Is it better? Because we grow them next to comparisons. Usually there's at least two, sometimes three comparisons. So you're looking at a zinnia side by side to a current zinnia that's already on the market that is a great performer. So our entries have to perform better than the ones that are currently on the market in order to become an AAS winner.
Once a plant is given the AAS designation, it will keep it forever. The organization was founded in 1932, and the first winners were announced a year later after the results were tabulated from the first trial. Learn more about All America Selections at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt.
Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me."
Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets on WRDN. Milk markets are mostly higher. May milk up 4 to 1742. June up 2 to 1765. July up 4 to 1806. August milk down a cent at 1840. Live and feeder cattle markets are now moving up mostly mixed as there's a lot of positioning ahead of that cattle on feed report. Also, the cash markets have been relatively flat. The packers and the buyers kind of holding out to see which one will blink first. April live cattle up 25 cents to 181.42. June up 2 cents to 175.40. August down 30 cents to 173.22. April feeder cattle up 5 cents to 241.65. May down 35 cents to 242.20. August down 55 cents to 253.75. Hog markets, though, are moving mostly higher. Pork cutout values, cash markets are higher, and that is helping to support the hogs. May hogs up $1.32 to 96.05. June up $1.82 to 104.52. July up $1.80 to 106.15. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher today. This is a combination of the trade really shrugging off the Israeli retaliatory strike against Iran. Many traders and many folks believe it was very limited in scope. Iran even saying, okay, this whole incident is now closed. So there's a little bit of a belief that there may not be a wider war developing in the Middle East. Meanwhile, there is also cool and wet weather in portions of the corn and wheat belts that could delay planting or even slow down that emerging winter wheat crop. May corn up 6.25 to 4.33. July up 6.25 to 4.42.5. September up 5.5 to 4.50.5. New crop up 5 to 4.65. May beans up 13 to 11.47.25. July up 13.5 to 11.62.5. August up 12.75 to 11.64. New crop up 11.25 to 11.60.5. May soybean meal up 5.50 to 3.43.50. May soybean oil down 11 cents to 44.01. Chicago wheat may up 8.5 to 5.45.25. July up 8.75 to 5.61.75. Minneapolis wheat may up 2.75 to 6.41.5. July up 4.25 to 6.47.25. Energy markets today are moving mostly mixed. Now, May crude oil up 13 cents at 82.86. June up 3 cents to 82.13. But May gas down a cent to 270, June steady at 268. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
It's Customer Appreciation Day at Duran Napa this Friday from 9 to 3. There'll be a free lunch from 11 to 1, door prizes, and a Milwaukee Tools sidewalk sale. Reps will be on site to answer all your questions on Milwaukee Tools for your shop. Farmers, get your equipment ready for spring planting with specials on hydraulic hoses, oils, tools, toolboxes, and much more. Save up to 50% on Evercraft specialty tools during Customer Appreciation Day this Friday from 9 to 3 at Duran Napa, Madison Street, downtown Durand. You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The U.S. milk supply is safe from HPAI in dairy cattle. We'll talk about it coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Take a trip to the grocery store, and you'll pay record high prices for food, while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
A highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreak in dairy cattle herds has been making news headlines and causing concerns among consumers. Adam Brock is the administrator of the Division of Food and Recreational Safety for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. He says consumers need to know that the U.S. milk supply is safe.
Yeah, that's correct. There's a very low risk of anybody contracting avian influenza from their milk supply. There's procedures and hurdles in place. And as always, pasteurized milk you get from your local Quick Trip or wherever you're going, that's all going to be pasteurized. Your cheese is all taken care of. Plenty of food safety hurdles, so milk is not a concern. I would not be concerned drinking milk. In fact, I had some this morning.
The pasteurization process takes out all kinds of bugs out of the milk supply.
Exactly. I mean, pasteurization inhibits and it reduces the growth of bacteria. You know, it takes care of pathogens, viruses, and different things. So as long as you're drinking pasteurized milk, eating pasteurized cheese, which is only available on the market, you're in good shape. So 99% of consumers, to be transparent, there are some raw cheese makers in the U.S., right, and some in Wisconsin, but right now, not a concern. You know, I know we're talking milk safety, but for those of you that eat your eggs and your meat, it's also safe.
Brock also reminds consumers that any dairy cows that do come down with HPVI or any other type of infection, their milk is segregated and not put into the milk supply. HPVI has been indicated in dairy herds across 9 states across the country. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Senator Tammy Baldwin is joining other Democrat and Republican senators in urging the Biden administration to permit the summertime sale of E15 fuel in Wisconsin and 7 other states. The senators note that American biofuels are a clean and reliable energy solution that will help drive down fuel costs for consumers. The senators wrote, as your previous temporary waivers have proven, permitting the sale of higher blends of biofuels like E15 through the summer driving season bolsters the domestic fuel supply, lowers consumer costs, and promotes the environmental benefits of American biofuel and modern agriculture. Meanwhile, Iowa 3rd District Congressman Zach Nunn introduced the Year-Round E15 Act that would allow the eight states that have year-round E15 in 2025 to have it this year, too. Let me be clear, Nunn said on his website, this bill wouldn't be necessary if the administration had just done the right thing to begin with. But it's needed to provide certainty for farmers, producers, and the families who benefit from less expensive fuel. Nunn also says biofuels support 57,000 jobs in his home state of Iowa, which reduces pump prices and decreases greenhouse emissions by roughly 15%. Now, the bill would extend the reed vapor pressure volatility waiver to ethanol blends above 10% to allow for year-round E15 sales in Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Minnesota, Nebraska, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Don Bacon and Adrian Smith of Nebraska, Nikki Budzinski and Eric Sorensen of Illinois, and Minnesota's Brad Finstead are all co-sponsors of that legislation. CHS Industrial plans to lay off 200 employees at its Racine, Wisconsin facility and shift that work to Mexico. That according to a statement from Senator Tammy Baldwin. CNH Industrial, a manufacturer of agricultural equipment, intends to reduce costs by $150 million as part of a company-wide reorganization. Agricultural machinery has been made in Racine for over 175 years and made Case New Holland into an international manufacturing powerhouse. Baldwin wrote in a letter to Scott Wine, CEO of CNH Industrial, moving production to Mexico is a slap in the face to the workers who have given so much, and it would destroy the institutional knowledge that your workforce has developed over decades. Over 1,000 United Auto Worker members ratified a new contract with CNH in January of 2023 after a strike lasted over 260 days. Baldwin is questioning if this round of layoffs is retribution following the UAW strike. Six of the nation's major commodity groups sent a letter to the U.S. International Trade Commission yesterday encouraging it to vote no in advancing a petition from Corteva Agribusiness. The petition asks ITC to place anti-dumping and countervailing duties on imports of the herbicide 2,4-D shipped from India and China. The letter says if the case continues behind the preliminary stage, farmers across the country could soon find it difficult to access critical supplies. Corteva is the only U.S. supplier of 2,4-D, the letter states. To put it simply, America's farmers cannot rely on a sole domestic supplier of 2,4-D to meet nearly all of the market's needs, which cannot be fully met without imports. Duties on 2,4-D imports from the two countries would intensify an already difficult position and period for many growers as key input costs continue to rise. USDA is already projecting record high farm production cash expenses for 2024. While the all milk price and Class 3 milk prices have shown a modest start in the early months of 2024, prices have not reached the lows of 2023. The most noteworthy development has been the robustness of Class 4 prices, bolstered by strong butter prices. Now, the low prices of 2023 and the current stagnant prices this year are being cured by either A, an increase in market demand, or B, a decrease in milk supply. One significant factor in the current pricing challenges has been the lack of demand. The market response has been to reduce the number of cows. But despite the reduction in cow numbers, the dairy markets have not yet demonstrated a sustained positive price response. One contributing factor, continued strong production of milk components. The production of U.S. milk solids is setting new records, indicating a diminishing correlation between cow numbers and total milk solids produced. The trend toward increasing production efficiency appears to be long-term and shows no signs of slowing, so demand-side pressures continue to affect the market. And the most feasible prospect for near-term increase in milk prices is a surge in demand, especially from exports. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Gusty winds and even a chance of some snow showers are expected today in our ag weather forecast. Clearing skies, though, are expected over the weekend with warmer temperatures and lower wind speeds. It looks like the next chance for widespread rain comes Monday into Tuesday. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a 30% chance of a snow shower, highs 40 to 45, relative humidities at 39 to 44%, west winds at 19 to 24, gusting to 35. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, an isolated rain shower or snow shower. We'll have lows 26 to 31, relative humidities at 69 to 74%, west winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 30. For Saturday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 45 to 50, relative humidities at 33 to 38%, northwest winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, sunshine, highs 60 to 65. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 60 to 65. Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of rain, highs 55 to 60. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs once again 55 to 60.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country.
What's that? I hear angels singing, telling me to make my move. Listen to it, their voice is ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Time's up, trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board, don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing to cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady. I'm sure your heart is telling you true. I gotta know what love is to you. Cause to me it's a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? I know what love is, what's it to you?
Over cause
break it to me hard. If you're over my love, girl, lay it on my heart. Don't try to save me. It's someone else calling you, baby. You wanted time and you wanted your space, so I backed off.
Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Every morning I watch you walk into the office in your business suit and matching shoes. With your hair put up neatly, you tug at your glasses and you sit down, just three desks down. And I watch you in the fluorescent glare, and my mind drifts away somewhere. And I see you in a different light, and your hair falling with love in your eyes. In my mind, you're a beautiful sight. I see you in a different light, just the way I saw you last night. There's girls at the office, the guys always notice when they walk by, but you're not the type. And they don't know what I know, cause some things just don't show through tailored tweeds. That's fine with me. Let them all think what they want to. For me, when I look at you, I see you in a different light, and your hair falling down with love in your eyes. In my mind, you're a beautiful sight. I see you in a different light, just the way I saw you.
I was gonna keep it real, like chill, like only have a drink or two. But it turned into a party when I started talking to you. Now you're standing in the neon, looking like a high I wanna be on. Baby, it's your call, no pressure at all. You don't have to throw on back your pretty pink lemonade shooter and lean a little closer. You don't have to keep on smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy Benz seat and do a little bit of country song hanging on. You don't have to keep me falling like this, but it sure be cool if you did. Can't shoot me down, cause you've already knocked me dead. Got me falling apart with my heart talking out of my head. Let your mind take a little back road, just as far as you wanna go. Baby, I'll do whatever you wanna do. On smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy Benz seat and do a little bit of country song hanging on. You don't have to keep me falling like this, but it should be cool if you did. Have a night that you'll never forget. Now you're standing in the neon, looking like a high I wanna be on. You don't have to throw back your pretty pink lemonade shooter and lean a little closer. You don't have to keep on smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy Benz seat and do a little bit of comedy. Your song hanging on. You don't have to keep me falling like this, but it sure be cool if you did. Yeah, it sure be cool if you
did. And cowboys and good-hearted women. Real country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I got the radio blasting. I got the windows rolled down. And I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. And I can feel the wind blowing. Hear the big engines whine. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. Well, when I woke up this morning, well, I took me a look outside. It was plain to see it was one of those days that I made for taking a ride. So I went downstairs, cleared my head with coffee and cigarettes. And when it hit me right there, then my mind was set. Sunny day blues, there's only one thing that's gonna make them go away. So I went out and I climbed into my big old Chevrolet. And with a turn of the key and a cloud of dust, I was on my way. I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down. And I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. Troubles are behind.
hear the big engine whine. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down.
Talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way. No way it was the last night that we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull it right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last. I know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.